Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church on this beautiful Sunday morning. I don't know about any of you, but I am looking forward to a little less humidity today. So we are blessed to have Emily S. Walker here this morning, sharing about her time at Caggiato Children's Home for our morning message while Pastor Eric continues to recover from knee surgery. As I was talking with Ryan and Kira yesterday, it sounds like his recovery is going very well, and he is still on track to return on September 8th. Before I open with a word of prayer, I'd like to share a few announcements. There is an insert in your bulletin that has information on two exciting dates coming up here in September. Rally Sunday is scheduled for September 7th. The morning will begin with an 8 a.m. service in the chapel led by Eric Wagler of 10 Talents, and that will be followed by a special Sunday school hour hosted by the Christian Education Committee, where everyone of all ages is invited to come and get a glimpse of what our Wednesday evenings look like with our kids and teens programs. 10 Talents will then lead our time of praise and worship at 10:30 a.m., followed by a delicious lunch provided by the Fellowship Committee. And then on September 17th, kids and youth programs will kick off with the first ever fall kickoff outdoor bash. Kids and teens in our Wednesday evening programs, as well as their families, are invited to come have dinner, meet their teachers and advisors, and have some fun in the bounce house, make s'mores by the bonfire, axe throwing, it is a safe axe throwing game, games and more. And then the Gift Gals have a fun lunch and painting activity scheduled for August 27th, which you can read more about on page 14 of your bulletin. The sign-up sheet for the outing is on the bulletin board right outside of the chapel. And then finally, all of our teens are encouraged to check out the new St. John's Youth Program merch shop. That can be found on page 14 of the bulletin. And again, on page 14, there's a few other announcements that you can read. And with that said, let us begin our time of worship. Our opening scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, which can be found on page 4 of your bulletin. In Matthew 19, 14, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Please bow your heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed day of worship and rest ahead of us. As we center our hearts on praising you and the promise of the gospel, let us each reflect on our own abilities to serve you and that it be pleasing to you. Lord, in all that we do, we pray it brings others closer to knowing you and your unfailing love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Good morning. Let's rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Let's join in song this morning. We'll sing, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, followed by Glorify Thy Name, followed by How Majestic Is Your Name, followed by Great Is the Lord. Wow, what a roadmap is that. Specifically in Glorify Thy Name, point out, we'll sing just verse 1.
Melt the By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord, he is holy and just. By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your
the Lord. Let's pass the peace of Christ.
All right, whoever hasn't came up yet can come up. You're already ahead of the game. All right, is this everyone? I think so. Good morning, guys. How are we on this beautiful Sunday morning? Are we good? Good. Okay, so today, Miss Emily, later in our scripture reading, we're reading in Luke 10. And Jesus says in Luke 10 that we need to love our neighbors as ourself. How many of us have heard that before? Love your neighbors as yourself. Yeah, quite a lot. So today I'm going to kind of explain what it means. So how many of you like bubbles? Yeah. On a nice hot summer day, we like to blow bubbles. And they're pretty cool, aren't they? So you see, I have bubbles here right now. And watch. Are they all the same? No. They're still bubbles, though, right? They're all different. Oh, maybe. See, that one's big, that one's kind of the same size, but they're all different, right? Depending on how much air I blow into them, or depending just how much soap is maybe on the wand. So that's kind of like us. We're kind of like bubbles. We're all different in our own way, and God makes us all different in our own way, and that's okay. But sometimes, some people may feel a little bit more different than others, and we still have to love them the same for that. So, as we go into school, how many of you are excited for school? Oh, some of us, okay, I didn't think we were going to be excited. You already started? Well, now you can start to kind of get a head start and maybe teach your friends. But just like I said with bubbles, we see our neighbors, maybe one of our classmates are upset, maybe about a grade they got. Or maybe you invite a new friend to lunch table with you. So we all need to treat and love each other as ourselves, because we would want the same, right? We'd want someone to invite us to their lunch table. So just like bubbles, we're all different, but the bubbles still love each other because they all gather often in the wind together. So we all need to think that we need to love each other just like we love bubbles, right? Even though we're all different. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray to thank you for these children here today. And I pray that as they go on with their school year and just their day-to-day lives, I pray that you speak words into them, Lord, and that they may show your love throughout, no matter where they go and as they grow up, Lord, and that they never forget how much your love flows, Lord, and that they love their neighbors as themselves. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
As we enter our time of prayer together, I want to share some updates on the individuals listed in our bulletin. Sue Steiner has moved to RUP Rehab at Fairlawn after a hospital stay. She is in room 12, and she does welcome visitors as she recovers. Jace Bernath had an appointment in Fort Wayne on Wednesday that did give some answers on the shortness of breath and chest tightness that he's been still experiencing after his allergic episodes. Please keep Joshua Reeb and Reagan Rutledge on your hearts this week as they move into their dorms and begin their freshman year of college. And I did connect with Roger and Kay Marilat this morning. They said that Chloe should be going home tomorrow, a little bit earlier than anticipated, and we are praising God because recent scans show that the tumor in her back is indeed shrinking. So please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your goodness. Goodness that we are each capable of through the power of your love. Lord, as we reflect on the parable of the Good Samaritan, let us each be reminded of our ability to love others. Catch us in our moments when we may act like the priest or the Levite and continue walking past those in need, passing sinful judgment on their circumstances. Let us instead be like the Samaritan and offer our love and help, for it truly comes from you. Lord, as we hear from Emily this morning, we ask that you give her courage in speaking and that we are blessed by her time of sharing. We know that she was called to step out of her comfort zone and serve the children at Caggiato Children's Home, and we are grateful to the Mission Committee for providing the funds to get Emily there. Lord, may Emily's act of service be a reminder for each of us to step out of our own comfort zones and faithfully serve others in your name. Lord, we lift up those children at KCH, knowing that they are each part of your beautiful creation. May they always know our love, even when we aren't physically present with them. For those in our congregation and connected to our congregation who need you and your healing, we ask that you remind them that you are with them. We pray for Sue and Charlene as they endure a time of rehab, for Jason and his parents as they learn of options to treat the residual effects of his allergic episodes, for Chloe as she recovers from that unexpected surgery this week that should hopefully provide relief for her stomach pains and nausea, for Janet as she anticipates surgery this week, for Scott and Braden as they continue to heal, and for Denise and Greg as they continue with cancer treatment. We know there are others in our congregation who need your love and healing that have chosen to remain nameless. We lift them up to you. And Lord, we ask for your prayer and protection over the children and young people of our congregation as they return back to school, those moving into college dorms, some for the first time like Joshua and Reagan, and for those starting or who have already started school. Bless them with your goodness and be with each teacher as they live out your calling to educate your children. We ask all of this and come together in the prayer of our Lord, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I know a name that can silence roaring waves. I know a name that can empty out a grave. I know a name. It's the you healer, risen and reigning, him. I have a king with dominion over death. He holds the keys in his holy nail-scarred hands. He is the heel that has crushed the serpent's head. Resurrected, great I am. I call you Jesus. I call you healer. Risen and reigning in power. Something comes out of the grave. Every time I call you Jesus, I call you Savior. Worthy of glory forever. Something comes out of the grave. Every time I call your name, chains break, dry bones wake. Every time I call your name, the gates of hell shake. Every time I call your name, chains break, dry bones wake. Every time I call your name, the gates of hell shake. Every time I call your name. Every time I call your name.
Every time I call you,
Jesus. I call you, Savior.